Well, Scott, as we look market-wise today, some nice rains coming in so many areas of the Midwest, and it sounds like it's going to stick with us pretty much through Sunday. So it kind of puts that producers in that right frame of mind and some optimism for the crop. Is the markets at all looking at this weather pattern and maybe some weather risks that are still being factored in?
Well, right now the grains are definitely moving to the upside, and some of that's on the heels of a fairly good export report on the corn. Not so great on the beans, but you know, you couldn't ask for a more timely rain given the 12th of April, and we get a 3-4 day rain period here. If it clears off, that ground will be in perfect condition for planting, and the ground temperatures are definitely, the soil temperatures are definitely on the plus side for getting that crop on the ground quickly. So you couldn't ask for, at this point around this area we're in here in Columbus, not much better start to the planting season.
And now looking at export numbers that came out, I mean, looks like for the corn at least, some nice optimism out there.
Well, it is. We came out with 959 million metric tons of corn sales, and they were expecting only in that 400 to 850 range, so it's well above expectations. I think even a touch higher than last week. You know, weaker dollar is definitely playing into this as well. The stock market's been improving. A little bit better, just general outlook in the economy, even though there's still a lot of fears out there. Right now, it's on the risk on side with market prices going higher.
What about for South America? I know that they're talking crop wise, hoping to replenish the world supplies, but it sounds like their acre numbers, especially for beans, are less than what they thought.
Yeah, they're hoping to replenish supplies, but I don't think they're going to get done this year with their droughts and the reduced acreages. They're definitely needed to get that those commodities on the marketplace, there's not going to be as much as the world is hoping for. So the focus will be back on the U.S., and even though we got these rains right now, there's still big concerns out there for what kind of dry season we could see this coming year. We have not had a significant drought since 1988 across the United States. And this would not be the year to have it if you're looking at trying to build supplies. Price-wise, it would definitely be a great boost to the markets. But I think long-term, with the number of acres we're planting in corn, we're still going to be faced with challenged prices, weaker prices, as we move into the harvest this fall.